This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, a music series with a three-decade history in South Florida closes its doors. The next Miami Theater Center Sandbox event features choreographer Carlotta Pradera, and a multimedia concert with a live orchestra takes you inside Final Fantasy and The Legend of Zelda. Some of the most exciting new music being composed today is found in what you might say is an unlikely place, video games. Now, video game music has made the leap to the orchestra stage, with some amazing results. Tommy Tallarico has created an immersive, multimedia concert that's great for everyone.
You know, we really wanted to create the show for everyone, whether you've played a video game or not. In fact, some of the most positive emails and letters that we get after a performance are from the non-gamers, who are totally blown away because they had no idea, you know?
Tommy said he created this show not just as a novelty, but a celebration of everything that makes video games modern art.
I wanted to prove to the world how culturally significant and artistic video games have become, but I also wanted to usher in a whole new generation of young people to appreciate the arts and appreciate the symphony as well.
Tommy said that the audience gets to help pick the music for each concert, and some even get to participate.
The other big thing that we do is we create a Facebook events page specifically for this show. And I ask people, what do you want to hear? And then we'll go into an interactive segment where we, you know, something really fun and funny where we bring people up on stage and they play the game and live in real time on the stage while we're performing the music and changing it on the fly depending on what they're doing on screen.
To submit your vote for your favorite video game music, just go to Video Games Live on Facebook and then click on Events. You have two chances to catch Video Games Live next weekend, Friday the 16th at the Arscht Center and Saturday the 17th at the Kravis Center, 8 p.m. both nights. ArschtCenter.org and Kravis.org. While some arts groups are wrapping up their season, Miami Theater Center still has plenty going on, and not just their main stage play. Artistic director Stephanie Anson says they have a series called MTC Sandbox, and it gives artists a chance to share with the community.
The way the sandbox works is each artist, in addition to performance and rehearsal, they teach at least five classes.
MTC Sandbox covers quite a bit of ground, including playwrights, composers, artists, and choreographers. The next series features a local choreographer and runs June 13th through the 28th.
Carlotta Pradera, her workshop is called Discovering Movement. So that's 5 weeks of movement workshop with Carlotta.
For more details on MTC Sandbox and their current main stage show, Everyone Drinks the Same Water, visit mtcmiami.org. Sunday Afternoons of Music has brought quality musicians to South Florida for 33 seasons. Sunday Afternoons of Music for Children, 28 seasons. I can hardly believe I'm saying this, but Doreen Marks, the founder of Sunday Afternoons of Music, has announced that this last concert of the season will also be the last for the series. It's going to be quite a going-away concert, with a soprano making big waves in the opera world right now. Isabel Leonard is the winner of the 2013 Richard Tucker Vocal Award, and she makes her South Florida debut with Sunday Afternoons of Music, Sunday, May 18th at Gussman Concert Hall, University of Miami Coral Gables. Music starts at 4 o'clock, and Doreen, Byron, thank you for all you've done for the arts community over the years. I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say we'll miss the series. SundayMusicals.org. It's that time of year again, time for Patriotic Pops, the annual tribute to the troops conducted by audience favorite Stuart Chaffetz and the Naples Philharmonic with the Philharmonic Chorus. Plus, acclaimed pianist and Artist Naples lifelong learning instructor Jody DeSalvo will join the orchestra for an all-American program of pop favorites, including well-known selections from the King of Ragtime, Scott Joplin. There's also some surprises in store with the Gulf Coast High School dance team. There's two performances of Patriotic Pops, Thursday the 15th and Friday the 16th. Both concerts start at 8 p.m. in Hayes Hall at Artist Naples. ArtistNaples.org. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.